KJAN Sports.
And it is time now for a check of sports. Good morning once again. I'm Rick Henson. This report is brought to you by Insurance Services in Elkhorn. In sports, the Glenwood Rams erupted for 29 points in the third quarter and ran away from the Atlantic Trojans last night for a 70-49 district final win in Glenwood. It was a tight game early, and Atlantic led 11-9 at the end of the first. Glenwood then went on a run to lead by as many as 11 points in the second quarter before Atlantic fought back to make it a three-point game at halftime. Chase Mullinex hit a long three-pointer just before the buzzer to make it 27-24 Glenwood lead at half. Glenwood then outscored the Trojans 29-14 in the third quarter and held a double-digit lead the rest of the way. Atlantic would only get as close as 12 points in the final quarter. Atlantic head coach Alan Jenkins said he knew the Trojans would have trouble defensively when he saw the second-half starters for Glenwood. The Rams brought out their strong shooters and forced Atlantic's big men to come out of the perimeter to defend. Glenwood was led by 15 points from both Christian Stanislav and Andrew Bloom. The Rams improved to 21-12 on the season and will face the Harlan Cyclones in the sub-state final. That game will be played at Abraham Lincoln High School, 7 p.m. Monday. Chase Mullinex led Atlantic with 12 points. Austin Alexander and Scott Leonard both finished with 11. The Trojans see their season end with a record of 14-9. Coach Jenkins says he wanted to talk to his guys as long as he could after the game to savor the moment because he's proud of what this group of seniors has accomplished. And he said you would have to go back to the 70s to find an Atlantic boys team that has had this successful of a four-year run. Elsewhere in the playoffs last night, District 1 Class A district finals. It was Bedford over Nottoway Valley, 53-50. St. Albert beating Stanton, 60-53. And IKM Manning over Tri-Center, 51-42. 3A district finals, as we mentioned, Glenwood beat Atlantic 70-49. Harlan was a 67-44 winner over Creston. In the 4A district finals, it was Sioux City East over Lewis Central, 91-44. And Council Bluffs Abraham Lincoln over Sioux City West, 49-43. Well, two lengthy winning streaks collide in Iowa City today when the Hawkeye women, host Indiana. Iowa is 10-5 and tied for fourth in the Big Ten.
Obviously, Indiana comes in as hottest team in the Big Ten. They've won 8 in a row. We've won 6 in a row, so something has to give on Saturday morning.
That's Iowa coach Lisa Bluter. The Hoosiers are 9-6 in the Big Ten after a slow start.
This is a really good Indiana team. They started out slowly, but, you know, I think it's because they had 3 of their top 6 players were freshmen, and those freshmen have just gotten better and better as the year has gone on. They also had a really tough beginning to their conference season, and then, it's kind of gotten better for them here down the stretch.
Tip time in Iowa City is set for 11 o'clock this morning. We won't be carrying that game for you because at 11:50 we'll have the start of the St. Louis Cardinals preseason baseball for you here on KJAN. There'll be plenty to celebrate for the Drake Bulldogs today when they close out their regular season by hosting Valparaiso. It'll be the final home game for 5 seniors who've been part of a surprising season. A victory would clinch at least a share of third place in the Missouri Valley race, and after winning 14 games combined the past 2 seasons, the Bulldogs are 16-14 overall under first-year coach Nico Medved.
What do people do in today's society, right? They leave. They look for something different, and for these kids to stay together and to stay with it and to keep fighting and to keep believing and to buy into what we've asked them to do and to now have some collective success, it's really phenomenal.
After enduring 3 straight seasons of single-digit wins, Medved is happy to see his seniors experience success.
They're just a great group of guys, and they've achieved a lot already this year. Hopefully there's still a lot left for these guys, but I'm really proud of them, and I've had a blast getting to know them and to coach them this year.
Drake is 10-7 in the Valley and lost the first game with Valparaiso on the road.
Valpo took it to us down there. They're a good team. They're athletic. They've been in every game this year. Then we go down to the conference tournament, and so we've just got to do what we've been doing, just keep our head down and hopefully try to play our best going into St. Louis.
Tip time in Des Moines is at 2 o'clock. Iowa coach Fran McCaffrey says every aspect of the program will be evaluated in the off season. The Hawkeyes head into their regular season finale on Sunday against Northwestern in Big Ten basement with a 3-14 record.
Obviously, we're going to evaluate how we recruit, strength and conditioning, how we travel, how we do skill development. When you have a bad season, that's what you do. You evaluate everything and you break it down.
McCaffrey says he's not concerned with his job security in the wake of a possible last place finish. His contract was extended through the 2023 season this past fall.
It shouldn't affect anybody. You shouldn't even be bringing it up, to be honest with you, or anybody else. Like I said, it's body of work. There's a lot of things to be evaluated. Maybe you should look at that.
And police are investigating whether an elite Iowa youth basketball coach took video recordings of nude teenagers without their knowledge after a source gave them an electronic device with child pornography. That was according to court documents filed on Friday. The Iowa Barnstormers of the Amateur Athletic Union announced late Thursday on Twitter that 42-year-old Greg Steffen was no longer with the traveling organization, where several prominent players have been on the roster since its founding in 2005. Court documents show the Iowa DCI served a search warrant Thursday at Steffen's home in Monticello. Investigators were looking for evidence of unlawful manufacturing of child pornography and invasion of privacy, as well as evidence of additional pornographic images and victims who may have been recorded. Steffen hasn't been charged with any crimes. His father, Roger, who with his son runs a family-owned dealership in Monticello, said he and his son had been advised not to comment by lawyers, but he dismissed any allegations of wrongdoing, calling them fake news, and noting his son has run the team successfully for 12 years. Court documents show that agents seized several items from Greg Stevens' home, including laptops, a hard drive, three security cameras, and a backpack containing two covert cameras. A sworn affidavit signed by a DCI special agent, Ryan Kedley, says the investigation started last Sunday when Monticello Police Chief Britt Smith received information from a source saying he had evidence of a criminal act. This check of sports brought to you this hour by Insurance Services in Elkhorn. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.